burden for you. I'm going to share it with you. On words, just little words. You would call them simple words. You really don't need a dictionary to pronounce them. And after you get your dictionary, the dictionary can't give them the justice in a definition. They're just words added in the Word of God to add so much to it, and it's so easily overlooked. And I'm going to share them with you this morning. They're in there for a purpose. And let's don't overlook them. And the more I meditated on them, and believe it or not, I got my dictionary down. And what he look up the meaning of these words that you and I call simple. And the dictionary couldn't give them justice. And what some of the definitions in the dictionary left you to know that they couldn't give them justice. And we overlook them. Now, this is not the subject, but I'm just going to introduce one thought to you. Peter said, we are not redeemed by such corruptible things as silver and gold. Now he's going to tell you how you're redeemed. But, and he feels in my thinking, he felt, he just can't come on out but with the blood that is need of a word here. There's a word needed here. Now, he could have said, but with the blood of Jesus Christ, his Son. He could have said that, and it would have probably been preached just about as much, because I never hear the word he added stressed too much. Never hear it. If it's just placed on the blood, rightly so. But Peter inserted a word in there, and I just meditated on that word, and it's unlimited. You just can't find the extent of it. But by the, say it, precious. Now, why did he add that word? He wanted us to know it as just more than just blood. But it was precious blood. And how precious. And you just think how precious was that blood. Only blood in all the world like it. No other blood to compare to it. No use for you to run off and type people's blood and think it'll type this. No. No. This is the blood of God. I know what I said. The blood of God. He used it to purchase his own church. You don't know how long I just studied on that word precious. And, oh, I thought I knew the meaning of it. You go on with it. Go on with it. And see where you'll stop. And that's not my subject this morning. I just want to introduce you to things I'm going to talk to you about. Maybe 3 or 4 days. I don't know. Because it took me a long time and I never did get there. And I'm centering my attention and yours on the 3rd chapter of Ephesians this morning. And I'm going to begin reading with the 13th verse and read downward 3 or 4 verses. And we're going to find some words. Wherefore I desire that ye faint not at my tribulation for you, which is your glory. For this cause I bow my knees unto the Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, of whom the whole family in heaven and earth is named, that he would grant you, according to the riches of his glory, to be strengthened with might by His Spirit in the inner man, that Christ may dwell in your hearts by faith, that ye being rooted and grounded in love. Rooted and grounded in love. Now listen. That you be rooted and grounded in love, may be able to comprehend with all saints what is the breadth and length and depth and height. That's talking about the immeasurable love of God. Now, you understand that word breadth, but I wish you'd get up and explain it to me. I wish you would. The extent of it. Where would it start? Where would it stop? Actually, in the dictionary, the meaning of the word is space between here and here. But why here and here? That don't determine breadth. You could go on to the breadth of the building. Go on to the breadth of the county. Go on to the breadth of the city. Where does the breadth stop? It don't stop. I thought if you measure it, you have to go to the first point. You're talking about the love of God now. You'd have to go to the first point. Where would that be? Well, with me, it'd be in the beginning. Go back as far as you can go. And start with in the beginning. Now, where are you going to stop? Where are you going to stop? We're talking about the breadth of the love of God. And I understand the word breadth, but I don't understand it. And you don't. You can't explain it to me. And then we'll talk about the length. The length. What does the word length mean? Well, the distance from one point to another. That's your dictionary explanation. So, where's that point? And where's that other point? Praise God. Folks, you don't know what we possess here today. I'm talking sincerely. You don't know what God has done for us. When I talk to you about the love of God, I'm not talking about the love of that Brother Sism has, and if any man on earth loves you people, he does. But it is not to compare with the love that God has for you as an individual and myself and the world. And we're going to try to comprehend our grasp in our minds. That's what we're doing here this morning. Reaching. That's where comprehend means to grasp. Kind of reach out and get a hold of it. Bring it into your thinking. Comprehend with all saints what is the breadth, the length, the depth. Now, what does the word depth mean? Well, if you've got a cup of coffee, I'd say that it's 2 or 3 inches deep. But if you've got a quart of milk, I'd say it's still got the depth. But it doesn't start. I don't know the depth. How deep? Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. And then the height. The height. Oh, if we could measure from the bottom of the depth to the top of the height, we'd know a little something about the love of God. Praise the Lord. If we could. We know just a little something about the love of God. I studied the word height, and it's just high. How high? Well, this is higher than that. That light's higher than this. The roof's higher than the light. Where does it stop? It doesn't stop. No stop to it. And the next verse is really what I want to talk about. This got a hold of me. And to know the love of God, which passeth knowledge. Now you just bring all the knowledge you want to in here. You just go get the most knowledgeable person in the world. Bring them. Bring all of them. Just bring the storehouse of knowledge. And the love of God passes all knowledge. Passes all knowledge. You've heard this song. I have. I'd like to hear it again. I would listen to it anytime. Have a chance to hear it. I've listened to it. And I was told, I don't know how true it is, you probably heard this too, that this verse of the song was found in a room, I won't call it a cell, but a room of an insane person. It's inscribed on the wall. If we could with ink the ocean fill. We just passed that up, but you can't imagine ocean filled with ink. And were the skies of parchment made, and every sprig of grass or stem a quill, and every man a scribe by trade. To write the love of God above would drain the ocean dry. Nor could the scroll contain the whole, though stretched from sky to sky. We can't grasp that. That's why we're here trying to comprehend with you precious angel missionaries the extent of the gracious love of God that we serve. I love Him today. I love Him today. I believe I love God more than I ever have in all the days of my life. Praise God. Now His love passes it up. Where does it stop after it passes up knowledge? Took Him to Calvary, took Him to the grave. He would have gone further than that. We don't know. We just don't know. We're talking about something here today that just beyond us. But I'm enjoying so very much what little I know about it. Praise God. Praise God. Can you grasp that? The love of God which just passes up knowledge, that ye might be filled with all the fullness of God. Everything I'm talking about is for you. He wants us to have it. Now listen. Here's some more words. These are really words that's added. Now unto Him that is able. Now Paul could have written this verse of Scripture like this. Now unto Him that is able to do all things. Brother, we would have on that. We would have preached that. Him that is able to do all things. But now you listen to what he wrote. Now these are added words. Added words. I just fed on these things. Tried to find a, you know, I'm a sermon topic preacher. I like to give sermons a topic. And if you find a topic for this one that I'm talking about, you notice I didn't give one. I don't have one. And if you can give me one after it's over, next, if I ever preach it again, I'll use the topic if it fits. It's got to fit. One brother, Ron Lyles, I was just talking to him about it. How that God just fed me from I don't know how long on these things. He said, Brother Glass, that's the vocabulary of God. I said, well, the whole Bible is that. But God had something to do with these words being inserted in there. And then we human beings kind of read over them and don't get the depth of it, the meaning of it, when he wants us to grasp it. Now, we'll accept the fact that he is able to do all things. How many of you believe that? Say praise the Lord. But here's what the verse said. It adds some words. Now unto him that is able to do exceedingly. He didn't say able to do all things. He inserted that word exceeding. Now what it means? Extraordinary. He can do all things, but he's going to put something extra in here. And he wants you to know that. Go to mission field with the confidence in your heart that my God can do all things. Put that word exceeding in there. And he still wasn't satisfied. Exceeding. Extraordinary. And he added the word abundantly. He didn't have to add that. Abundantly. Overflowing. Fullness. Now to him that is able to do extraordinary, overflowing abundantly. And we're satisfied to just go, well, he can do all things. Brother, you don't know how this feels. That's what my God, and that's the way he wants to do it for us. He don't want you just barely getting by.
Hallelujah.
And to show you that this is the way he does things, whenever the disciples reminded him that there was thousands of people following him and they were hungry. And Jesus said, feed them. Well, how can we feed them? I just mentioned a few little loaves, a few fish they had. Well, bring them to me. And they brought them to him and he blessed it. Oh, this blesses me. I had a young preacher write me one time. His first pastorate, and he was settling down to the fact that he had to preach 3 times a week. And that's not the easiest thing to do after it gets into weeks. First week or two is not so bad. But he's been there long enough until he writes me a letter and said that he came from the youth president of a church, just a young youth leader in the church, getting up a 1 program a week youth service. He said, I came from that to preaching 3 times a week. I said, the people in this church old enough for my grandparents, what in the world am I going to do? Well, I felt if that young minister had confidence in me to write me and talk to me about it or ask me about it, I'd go answer. And I told him this: don't never take your little basket of fish and loaves to the grandmas and grandpas. Don't never do that. Don't take your little basket to the audience. You'll be embarrassed. They'll devour it in moments, and you'll go home embarrassed, empty, discouraged. I said, you bring your little basket to the Lord, like the boy did, and let the Lord bless it. Let Him bless it. And then take it to your audience, and it'll take care of it. It'll feed it. Well, the reason I mention this, the Lord gives so in abundance until after they had eaten and it was not rationed, they ate all they wanted and possibly more too. That's what people usually do. And still there was 12 baskets. See, He don't just give you what you got to have, but abundantly, exceedingly. Praise the Lord. Unto Him that is able to do exceedingly abundantly, and then add in another word. You kept at. And a verse would have been complete without any of them.
Above.
You get up and give me the definition of above. Oh, Brother Glass, I know what the word above means. Tell me what it means. It's a whole lot bigger word than you think it is. Going up as high as you can, it's above. Oh, somebody went to the moon, there's still space above, above, above. So the Lord will do above. Whatever's needed, He'll take care of it and more.
Praise the Lord.
Amen.
Let's praise Him, Lord. Would you?
Thank the Lord. Amen.
Bless the Lord. Bless the Lord.
Hallelujah.
Bless the Lord. That would have been a beautiful verse. Just a beautiful verse. And most of the preachers that I've ever heard preach it didn't need these words. Use them. You read them, but never said a thing in a world about them. You could just said Him is able to do all things because that's what they preach. But brother, that exceeding abundantly above. And if there's any need for any other word, they'd added that to try to make you believe that all things. What's that? All things. Possible. Bless the Lord.
Praise.
Bless the Lord.
Amen.
Praise God.
Thank you.
I studied the word more. M-O-R-E. Well, I guess if I hadn't have been down, I could have got up and gone to the hospital. I may not have studied it, but boy, I was down day in and day out, week in and week out. Had plenty of time. So I got to reveling in the word more. And I just challenge anyone to give me the definition of that little word more. It's bigger than you think it is. And he says, Paul speaking, he could have said, we are conquerors through him that loved us. And we are. We are. But it don't stop at just conquering. David didn't stop at just slaying Goliath. He went over and got him by the hair of the head and walked off of the field with his head in his hand. He was more than a conqueror. Had 4 stones left in his sling. Goliath did have 4 brothers. I don't know whether he had the stones for the 4 brothers or not, but he had 4 brothers. They were in the battle. He's ready for them. More than a conqueror. You go into the field. God bless your heart. Don't go fearful. You're more than a conqueror, or the Lord wouldn't be sending you. Praise God. Praise God. Praise God. Just don't overlook these words. They inserted in there for our encouragement, our benefit, and they will bless us if we will permit them to. And when you read the verse and there's an added word there, study on that word a little. I preached one time on how shall we escape if we neglect so great. He could have said, how shall we escape if we neglect salvation? We would have preached it. And most preachers would preach it just that way. Not thinking about that word, great. And we have a great salvation. Not just deliverance from sin and death, but we're just graciously more than delivered. We have a great salvation. And I praise God for it.
Amen.
Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord.
Praise the Lord.
Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. I think I'm gonna stop here. I know my limits and my strength. I'm gonna try to pick up again in the morning. Maybe with some more words. Now, when you read your Bible and you come across these words, don't overlook them. You want to get blessed. Oh, I understand. Go get your dictionary. I don't care if it's more or above or high. You can't determine what height means. You get to thinking about it, brother. It goes on and on and on. Well, that's just the way our God does. I love him today. I appreciate the privilege of being with you and speaking to you, looking at you. I thought at one time I'd never stand here again, but